The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples, and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Go ahead and say once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, a tiny little thought for you here today. This gospel might seem to be just a recitation of the names of the apostles. It almost seems to be just like a throwaway gospel, because you can't get on to the rest of the plot until you've first introduced all the characters, right? So we list the names of the apostles and then we get on to the important stuff. Well, do I have something to tell you this morning? Turns out that it's never that simple. And there's an amazing history behind what you just heard, and I'd just like to share that with you, because I think you might find this interesting, okay? So you have to go back to the book of Exodus to understand this passage. Because back in the book of Exodus, Moses led the people away from slavery in Egypt, and when they crossed through the Red Sea, he went up to the top of Mount Sinai, and there he spent the night in prayer to God. And rising early in the morning, he went down to the bottom of the mountain, and there he built an altar with 12 foundation stones. Now, back in the book of Genesis, a foundation stone was used as an item to set apart a place as being a sacred place, a place that draws one's attention to the presence of God. 12 foundation stones for the 12 tribes of Israel, because the people of Israel were supposed to be God's sacred people, set apart to draw all the nations of the world back to the Lord. And when he'd established this altar, he did two things. First, he took blood, sprinkled it on the altar, and then sprinkled it on the people. Secondly, Moses led all the people to gather together for a sacred meal. Now, what was he doing when he was doing that? He was establishing a covenant. Covenants create family. That's why he used blood. It's blood that makes us family, isn't it, right? You say, we're family, we're blood, blood brothers. That's why covenants are established in blood. That's why they ate a sacred meal, because what do you do with your family? You gather together and you have a meal with them. All the disparate peoples from all the tribes of Israel were all gathered together through the covenant of the blood and the meal. Okay, so now you go back to the gospel and hear this again. Jesus departed the mountain to pray, spent the night in prayer, and rising early in the morning, he went down the mountain, and there he chose 12 apostles, the new foundation stones of the new altar that would show God's presence and his holiness to the people. This time, our Lord is bringing back all the disparate peoples of the world, not just the nations of not just the tribes of Israel, but all the peoples of the world whom sin had driven apart, and he's going to do it once again through his altar, where he is going to be the blood and the sacred meal. He who is the altar and the priest and the sacrifice that's offered on that altar. He's establishing once again the way in which disparate peoples, with all their differences, come together. And just as an aside, can you appreciate maybe a little bit more now why we had 12 apostles in our altar? It wasn't just a neat idea. It goes back in its roots not only to the Gospels, but even as far back as the book of Exodus and even the book of Genesis. But this is how differences are resolved and people become one, and sins are forgiven, and terrible tensions are resolved and reconciled. Think about the differences in the apostles. Just like the 12 tribes of Israel whom Moses had led, they were terribly different one from another. And I've listed them to you before. I won't go through them all, but you know, there's impulsive Peter and there's prayerful John. My favorite spark and powder keg in all the 12 apostles is Simon the Zealot party member and Matthew the tax collector. Zealot party members wanted to overthrow the Roman Empire. Matthew worked for the Roman Empire. I mean, it's like a member of Antifa and the undersecretary of the IRS. And Jesus brings them together, okay? And you have to understand, this is part of God's plan. See, left to our own devices, we all gather together with like-minded people, don't we? Like-minded politically, often sometimes even like-minded racially and ideologically. We all tend to differentiate ourselves into isolated groups, and it causes tensions and it causes resentments. But God seems to favor heterogeneity. He brings together things which are so different from one another and makes them work as one. Look at your body, for example. How different a bone is from the blood. How different a heart is from the lung. Gloriously different. And yet, according to God's plan, they all work together. Well, it's not an accident that God has put you in your life in a world with people who are so different from you. It's part of God's plan. That's how we learn how to forget about ourselves and think about somebody else. That's how we learn to overcome our faults. That's how we learn to forgive. And if we're having trouble coming together with one another, it's because we need to draw even more closely to what God is doing right here at this altar. The blood and the meal at this sacred table is the means by which differences are reconciled and peoples are brought together. And you know what? If you can't bring your loved ones to this altar, you can pray for them at this altar, that God will bring together what sin has divided. A little tiny thought for you for the day. So the gospel is a heck of a lot more than just the listing of the names of 12 apostles. There's a huge story of what God is about to unfold and what he continues in you and me. In our gospel acclamation, we hear, "I chose you from the world that you may go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord." Our gospel acclamation, our Lord's words to his apostles, let them today also be his words to our hearts. Amen.